Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
You sense that there's a theme to tonight's show? Talking a little food tonight? Well, there's some big news for those of you who know of the legendary Super Dog up on Milwaukee Avenue, north side of Chicago. It's been there forever. The owners and operators, the original owners and operators, Maury and Flory Berman, have some big news. In fact, it will be in your Tribune this morning. It's at ChicagoTribune.com. And we have Maury and Flory with us on the line. Hey, guys.
Hey, kids.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey. And so wonderful to hear you very directly.
Well, how are you guys doing?
We're great. We're
good.
Just great. Thank
good,
you.
Good. Now, Superdog has been there how many years?
Well, I'll let her answer.
We're there 61 years.
61 years. And, of course, Flory, you were, what, 16 when Maury put you to work there?
We got married in August of 1947.
My goodness.
And we opened Superdog in May of 1948, right after World War II. I was teaching school. Maury just came home from the war, you know, a short time before.
Yeah.
And he wanted to go to college, and here we are, 61 years later.
And I love it when Maury tells a story about there not being a whole lot out there on Milwaukee Avenue when you chose that location, right, Maury?
Oh, there were streetcars, several of them.
Yeah.
And you say to the youngsters, the streetcar tracks are there, just covered over with blacktop, and they say, huh, what? What's that?
And there was a forest preserve there, right?
Forest Preserve. And
it's still there.
Yes.
And the golf course.
Uh-huh.
And the very, very prominent WPA-constructed Whalen Pool.
Mm-hmm.
Which
right.
is also still there.
That's right, yeah. But there wasn't a whole lot between you and the new O'Hare Airport?
There was no expressway. There was, I mean, it's hard to believe.
Yeah.
But the expressways had not been built when we came there, okay?
That's crazy.
There was a gas station next door. There was a gas station across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And a big, like was called Lilac Farm. It was like an old...
You remember that, don't you, John?
an old country store, okay?
Okay.
It had beer and booze and sandwiches and breakfast cereal.
Uh-huh.
And that's all there was. It's amazing to us, too.
Yeah.
Well, the point of all this is that that Superdog has been around for a while. It is a virtual landmark in the Chicago area, as it should be. And by the way, yes, that's Maury and Flory. You see dancing up on top of the building.
A la 1948.
That's right.
Let me say two things there. Maury and Flory on the roof appeared a week before we ever opened in May of 1948. And something that Flory did leave out, that might be of interest. There were two prom dates at Von Steuben High School in early 43.
We graduated high school together.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And became up on the roof. Which was the crowning glory.
Yeah. Well, now the big news is that for the first time since 1948, there will be an expansion to the north.
Yes.
And there will be a new Superdog opening. Now, the one on Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago will remain there on the northwest side.
It's our flagship.
It is the flagship. But now the expansion will be on up the road on Milwaukee Avenue in Pueling, huh?
Yes, 11 miles up the road on Milwaukee Avenue. Just south of Dundee, about a couple of blocks south of Dundee, okay?
Well, now, one of the things that has received, that Superdog has received national attention for is the fact that it is very retro-looking, very cool, and has car hops, women who are car hops.
Yes.
Will that be emulated up at the new location in Wheeling?
More?
In addition, we are... we have been accepting applications for young men.
All right.
To be
fair is fair.
Somewhat
to be car hops as well.
There will be car servers. That's for sure.
Okay. I see. Oh, so this is the 21st century version of car hops. Car servers.
Right. There will be. We're going to do the same thing. Uh-huh. We haven't enlarged our menu. Our menu is really just about the same since 1948.
Yeah.
We added a chicken sandwich maybe 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Before chicken was cool.
But, well, right. But now,
before everybody was doing
everything
it.
Everything really is just the same. We're going to have car service. We're going to have a dining room where you can come in and eat.
Oh, really?
We're going to have a picnic area where you can sit outside and enjoy the atmosphere and the trees and the river that runs behind the property.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're basically going to be the same.
And as Florrie mentions, among other things, our Superdog and our chicken sandwiches and various others, we have tried like sons of guns to figure out what the hell gluten is. And I cannot find a definition that is satisfactory.
Well, you know that Steve is perfectly happy.
I will give you all kinds of information
He is perfectly happy coming to Superdog and having a naked hot dog nestled in a bed of fries.
Along with one of your shakes.
Along with a vanilla shake. It makes him a very happy man.
We'll give you a fork and a knife to cut.
That's right. Well, now, when we see the new place and this is actually on South Milwaukee Avenue, even though it's north of the present location. That's just the way it is when you cross into the next suburb.
Right.
If I understand it, basically it's going to look just like the old place, only like somebody doubled the size of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, not...
The property's bigger, too.
No, to be more accurate, it's going to be extended a great deal so that other than the trademark up on the roof, it'll be somewhat look at that.
Oh, so it'll kind of be on steroids, huh?
But I thought the basic architecture, like the diamonds and stuff that's all going to be the same.
Yes, good. Absolutely.
Well, Maury, you said that there will be a Maury and Florrie on the roof of that one, too?
Yes.
Oh, definitely. And may I very, very proudly and very humbly give a big thank you to the village. When we appeared for approvals and the various permits and the various authorizations, asked us, the committee of trustees, are you going to have those trademark figures on the roof? And we very hesitantly and very quietly and very terrified said, we'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked, well, how tall are they? We said 12 feet. Mm-hmm. Well, make them 15. So that is our plug for the village of Wheeling and the most accommodating.
Well, hats off to them.
Yeah.
Well, now, if anybody who gets to know the Bermans, they know that family can be seen. Your family can be seen. I can remember we were there for my high school reunion last year.
Yep.
Brought the gang over.
Right.
And there was Maury and Florrie and a mess of grandkids over there.
May we go on.
Right.
Yes, amen.
Well, eldest son, Scott. Eldest and only daughter, Lisa.
Right.
Her husband, Don.
Mm-hmm.
Each of those people being very, very, very significant, very important, very probably sort of not in any way disrespectfully, but sort of nudging the environment so that I don't know how much room there'll be for us. And along comes granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
Granddaughter Laura.
Oh, great.
Yes.
So this is truly a family affair.
It
so the
really
kids
is.
Will be working at the
I
new
love
place.
That.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you got three generations then.
Yes. Lucky we are, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
We
oh
got a
gosh.
Couple of grandkids also that have learned an awful lot of switchboard work. Hiya, thanks for stopping.
Yeah.
And do you want hot peppers on them?
We're very proud. We're very lucky that our children and our grandchildren love it as much as we do.
Yeah. Well, you know, but you guys are Chicago treasures.
Well, we've tried and we've worked hard and we do love every customer, and we do try to make every customer come back and bring their friends with them. Mm-hmm. And our children and our grandchildren feel the same way. When, what could be better than that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
But now there's going to be a problem. The question is going to be which place is going to have the coolest cars on a Friday or Saturday night on the weekend.
Well, we can accommodate some of them now instead of saying, hey, we need the space.
That's right, yeah. It'll be a little easier.
For people who don't know, we have had some of the best times on a weekend, just going up to Superdog. And around 10, 11 o'clock or something, you see some of the best classic cars.
Yes,
I mean,
yes,
great food, yes, great cars.
Yes.
Sounds like a blatant plug, but it's a cool place to hang.
People want to be seen in their, you know, their great cars in a place that it just seems so fitting that you're there with the neon and the, you know, the diamonds and the dogs and.
The sweetness is they like to see each other too.
Yeah.
And they like to admire each other's
That's
vehicles.
Right. Yes.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
To you car buffs, may I put in something parenthetic that we have 37 spaces for automobiles, and we were able to accommodate somewhere very close to 55, 60. When the Coopers showed up for an auto show.
Mm-hmm. The Mini Coopers.
The Mini Coopers. You could put two in each space.
So we put two in a space.
That's cute.
It was a lot of fun.
And if you didn't like them, you just grabbed it by the bumper and dragged it over to another space.
They love looking at each other.
How fun.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, tell us, what's the target date for the new location to open?
Toward the end of the year, probably.
This year?
November,
yeah, this year.
Come on.
So right around Thanksgiving or something?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can we wear funny hats and come out and party?
Don't you worry. We're going to call you.
Okay.
So you can know and blow a bugle or two.
So you're going to invite us turkeys out there around Thanksgiving?
Around Thanksgiving,
right.
Yeah. It's my, you know, who wants to cook?
That's
go ahead.
Right.
You guys are open. You are closed some holidays, but it's amazing the hours that you are there.
We're open 100 hours a week. We're open until 2 o'clock in the morning on Friday and Saturday, and 1 o'clock in the morning every other night of the week, and we open at 11 for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big week, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I just had an email from George, who is up in Wheeling, and just went to your website, superdog.com, and wanted to know if you're going to have any information on the website about the new place, too.
Oh, sure. I'll tell you what, we've been sort of cool about doing stuff until we knew that we had a better target date.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a beautiful summer as far as building is concerned.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
So it's gone, it's really moved right ahead on schedule.
Good,
okay,
great.
So tell George to keep watching it.
Well, now Bill wants to know,
what
are the names of the boxes that you talk into when you order your food?
Initially, they were derived from the speakers that hung on your door, on your car door.
A drive-in?
At the drive-in theaters?
The drive-in theaters, And then they were modified to become two-way speakers.
Uh-huh.
Not only did the sound come into the car, but we were able to transmit the sound from the car to a switchboard. The verbiage hasn't changed since we first got them, and in the early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Hiya, thanks for stopping.
Hiya. All one word.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I've seen you, Flory, in that little glassed-in area where you're taking the orders back there.
Yep.
When it's a busy Friday night, do you just go, because it's just constant, hiya, I'd like to place my order, and it's just coming at you fast and furious?
Donnie, I'll tell you the truth. After 61 years, from the very first day, you get so accustomed to it that it's the same as you standing every night. I think of you many times when I listen at night, when I'm in bed, and I hear the two of you talk, and I think all those hours, but it becomes part of you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, that's true.
So that I just roll it off, that's all.
Well, the new location, would you let me sneak in there and just get like 5 minutes of the experience of all these people yammering at you at one time?
Anytime you want.
Because, you know, I'm a waitress at heart. I truly am.
That's where you were as a kid?
That's where I, well, I, you know, I always say I got the waitress thing to fall back on, Steve. I'm a good catch, honey. Okay. Really, I can always find a job.
You're right.
But I get to take the waitress home with me.
That's right.
So if he can find a Studebaker, can he take me there and then I can do just car hop his car?
That's very sweet.
That'd be like his little mini fantasy come true.
That's very sweet. Anytime, okay?
Well, you guys, congratulations. This is really, really exciting news.
And please stay in touch with us. And as we get close to the opening day, you got to let us know.
We will. We promise.
Okay. We'll be there for the party. As
thanks.
I say, Steve will
no
wear a funny hat.
Than this phone call. We
really consider you good friends.
Oh, thank you.
Well, right back at you.
Thanks.
Hugs to you guys. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.